Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have a blockbuster show for you today. And we wanted to get this out to you as soon as possible. I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on right now in America is unprecedented. We're looking at the full-scale attempted takedown, Maoist revolution against America in every facet of our lives. And we're going to explore some of these. We certainly can't do this in one show, but Doug Thornton is with me, and so you're obviously listening to the latest version of the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and we're going to get to this in just a second as we tell you just about how extensive this war, not just against America, but humanity has become. When we come back from the break, I'm going to be reading a series of attacks on various organizations, plants, businesses across America and the world, and then we're going to break it down for you. Hey, do you need storable food? Well, only if you like to eat. But, you know, you can always go out and capture bugs and not have to go to the supermarket and get the meal of tomorrow from courtesy of the WEF. So I highly recommend that you go to foodwithdave.com, 25-year shelf life, restaurant-quality food, 2,000 calories per day, and they've got bonuses for everyone who orders. And you can see what I mean by the bonus when you go to foodwithdave.com. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we are highly concerned here in the Doug and Dave Intel Report regarding the potential for grid down scenario. And this is certainly going to come up in our discussion today, I'm sure. And we have a product that you're absolutely going to need, because when that happens, you're going to have to scavenge water. Finding water won't be hard. Finding drinkable water could be very difficult and challenging unless you have a really good water filter, which we do. The Alexa Pure Pro water filter, ranked number one in the industry. We published the research at waterwithdave.com, and you'll also find a great special that's there for the Common Sense Show listeners, waterwithdave.com. So we got you covered on two fronts here, foodwithdave.com, waterwithdave.com, and then finally, instead of suffering, shall we just live in comfort a little bit? Well, the Mike Lindell people have made available to our audience here at the Common Sense Show discounts for every product that they sell for 50 to 75% off. All you got to do is go to mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges, /Hodges, coupon code Hodges at mypillow.com. Well, those are the sponsors for the Common Sense Show and the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And I want to just read before we bring Doug on here just a small snippet of what I have been sent by various people, and I've compiled this into a collage, but we'll just do a few. We've had several train derailments since the catastrophe in East Palestine, Ohio, and we have chemical fires in South Africa, Norway, Ohio, Texas, Louisiana, Hawaii, Montreal, the Netherlands. We have had egg farms attacked in New Zealand and the United States. Warehouse fires with chemical fires associated with them in Louisiana, Texas, Illinois. Okay, and we have more. We have South Africa has joined the fray. And I got to tell you, the plume, and I'm looking at a picture of it right now, the smoke plume looks like what's going on in Ohio. And the one in Italy, Verona, Italy, looks even worse. And this is a toxic chemicals released into the environment. And let's see, what else do we have here? The Netherlands, they've got a bad one going on there. Oklahoma tank fire sparks yet another chemical incident. And, of course, on Interstate 10 in my home state of Arizona, Interstate 10, a toxic acid spill. And it's interesting. They told the people, evacuate, get out, 2 hours later. You can go home. Oh, but by the way, don't use heat or air conditioning because you might bring in air from the outside. So was it really safe to send these people back? Well, we'll never know. And then one final note before I bring on Doug. The land and water have still not been tested in Ohio, the site of the original derailment. They come on your property now, this company called SeaTech, which is commissioned by the railroad causing this incident. And EPA accompanies them, and they tell the people, we're going to test your stuff for free. You just have to sign a waiver of immunity against the railroad. And the people are telling them where to go and what to do when they get there, and they're not doing it. But here's what's interesting. The mayor of this town has called the federal government and said, would you please come test? This is your duty. But they're not. They're involved in the cover-up for obligation and responsibility for the depraved negligence and indifference to the welfare of these people from the railroad company. The government is an active shield for this company. That's why there hasn't been any testing. It doesn't get much worse than this. And we're not just going to limit our discussion to this today. We're going to cross a lot of boundaries. Doug, long intro here, but I wanted to lay the framework for our discussion because not just America, but the world is under attack right now. What do you make of all this?
Well, I consider this all to be industrial sabotage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from our conversation last night, it would just appear that worst case scenario, America gets into a third world war, and something very tragic would happen in America where, let's just say, massive power outage or civil war, and states have to be independent on themselves. Well, most states now don't have food factories. Almost all the average jobs that are factory workers are out of state, out of country, shut down, temporary on a closed status. You know, our industrial capabilities in America are dwindling, and everything keeps getting destroyed more and more. Now there's a steel plant in Ohio that has caught fire. Apparently there's some other type of plant in Chicago now that's caught fire. This continues to happen over and over and over, and you cannot tell me that this is just all random or that, hey, you know, just improper maintenance caused all this to happen. I call BS on that all day long. This has been happening since 2020 or 2019. It hasn't slowed down. I think we could be looking at economic sabotage, I think, in a lot of ways. I wouldn't rule out the possibility of environmental sabotage on our railroads. I would never rule that out. Antifa's very big on that. And, you know, all of this is eventually going to culminate into one thing. If we had to stand up on our own two legs as a nation and not have any dependence outside of the continental United States, could we do it? And if so, how long could we do it? Because with our industrial machine that is once America, I guess, being just waylaid in front of us, it makes me think we couldn't stand on our own two legs for long before we needed outside assistance. And not only that, you know, one of the things that I sit here and I consider what's going on is that there should be a federal agency out there that is there to protect our infrastructure. And is our infrastructure, roads, bridges, waterways, or is our infrastructure also telecommunications, not just satellites, but what about, you know, phone cables? The fiber optic cables that get cut, you know, about every 4 or 5 months. But what about our industrial side? I think the fact that there hasn't been any type of congressional investigation yet into over 100 food processing plants being destroyed in America is very suspect.
Yep.
It's very suspect at this point.
Now, you're absolutely right about that. I've been sounding that alarm since Biden's come into office. Of course, it's only a coincidence. We have had over 110 food processing plants destroyed in various ways. Most common is fire. So you're absolutely right. And now we have this event. Let me go back to the Ohio event. As you and I discussed off air yesterday, the cloud from this derailment in Ohio, the toxic cloud has extended to Montana. This covers the breadbasket. Now, initially, authorities were saying as many as 75,000 to 80,000 farms in the immediate area of the derailment are now impacted, and the toxicity in these clouds are dropping residue into the Mississippi River, So Lord knows how bad it's going to get.
Well, yeah, and you talk about the water table potentially being poisoned from Ohio all the way to the Gulf. There is no solution to this stuff. You can't, from the videos that we've watched so far, you're not going to be able to put a filtration system onto these riverbeds or creeks and then, clean out the chemical debris that's in there because one of the senators recently that's been elected, his name escapes me, from Ohio. He was out there with a stick in the side of a
Oh yeah,
creek.
J.D. Vance. Yep.
J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance took just a regular old stick and drug it through the mud in this creek, and nothing but rainbow-colored oil came out. So the fact that the material, the oil or whatever it was that's falling down from the sky, the residue, excuse me, the residue it's heavier than the water. It's sinking straight through the water. It's going into the plant material. It's going to be there where, the fish are going to have their eggs and the amphibians are going to have their eggs and all this other crazy stuff. I was watching an expert last night on, God, well, I think he was on Twitter, and he was talking about the environmental impact, the entire ecological impact on the animal system alone is going to be horrible. And they're already saying expect mutations within animals. We'll also expect mutations within people. And that environmental mutation will also be such a health risk from what we've gathered this information so far, is that cancer is going to just sporadically explode in this corner of America. The Ohio River Valley, okay, that's about 5 million people who live along the river and about 50 million people within this area alone. And there hasn't been anything been done about it. We've had natural disasters for COVID. We've had or excuse me, what was it? The presidential disaster for COVID. We've had a state of emergency for COVID, a state of emergency for abortion rights. Get the hell out of here. But no state of emergency for a literal man-made chemical disaster. It's not even being shadow banned. It's just not even being talked
Doug,
about.
there's no emergency when the event is planned.
Well, from what Bob Griswold and I were discussing the other day, is apparently this train in Ohio might have been on fire already before getting into East Palestine. And if so, then it was on fire, I think Bob said, for almost up to 20 miles on fire. Now, I was looking at footage, like many of you are probably already, that have seen the footage of the railroad system in Ohio. That is just horrific. I mean, no real need for explaining why these trains are, collapsing and derailing, because we have not kept up our railroad system. It's dilapidated, it's degraded, and it's not adequate for what we need for our proper railroad system. Do you think these issues were what was originally being addressed with the Biden administration when all the labor people were out there and they were protesting?
What protest are you referring to? I'm not sure.
With the railroads.
My reaction's twofold here. One, this is deliberate sabotage. There's no question. Two, the railroad needs to escape responsibility because they didn't install the required safety brake as per a 2015 regulation by the Department of Transportation. Three, the Biden administration is partnered with China to destroy America. We see evidence of it at every turn in America. I see no reason to believe this is any different. Four, you bring in the Chinese spy balloons and the way this was handled, the forsaking of Taiwan. I could go on and on, Doug. This is all part of the same pattern. This is part of the deliberate takedown of America, and the Biden administration is complicit in that desire.
Yep. I would hate to say it, but we're not going to escape what's going to happen to this country because of the rate our government's going. But you would think that at least governors of their own individual states would be having inspections of all factories being done at this point in time and advanced security measures being put on all factories at this time. Look, every governor can go from one start of the railroad in his state to the, from one boundary to the other, and say, get your railroad compliance guys out there and check that entire track. If there's debris, remove it. If there's trees that are coming in and limbs that are coming in, remove it. If the tracks, you know, if there's a discrepancy with the tracks, write it down, document it, send it up the chain of command. Let's get that fixed immediately. I'm not sure if it's being done. I want to say it probably is. It might not be. But you would think, especially now, that we would be doing more of that. But 9 derailments in, what, like a week?
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Here's what's amazing. Didn't we spend $1.2 trillion on infrastructure upgrades? And what this really points out is these bills, these massive bills, the omnibus bill, this bill, it's all about paying off the Democratic donors and the capitulating Republicans and joining the Uniparty. There's no infrastructure bill. And if Congress was really concerned about the welfare of the country and the American people, they would immediately cease the funding for all these programs. They'd basically stop all money going to the Biden administration in these areas. And they would direct them to, if you want funding, it must be directed to, you know, taking care of the tracks, taking care of the safety measures in our transportation. But Doug, I just did a YouTube this morning where I said, it's no longer safe to fly. And I mean this sincerely. I have trainers that train people in the various airlines have reached out to me independently of each other. And they have said that they're recruiting people who are not qualified physically, mentally, experienced, their pilot skills suck, and they're putting these people in training programs, and then they're putting them out there, and we have near on-ground collisions, near mid-air collisions, many of them not being reported in the mainstream media, and they're sending these people, instead of firing them, back for training. We have a severe pilot shortage brought about by the jab that has caused heart attacks. It seems to be that the clot shot has an effect on people that fly to elevation and land. And this is something I know a certain group, and I'm not going to mention who because I don't want them identified, but they are doing research right now on the effects of altitude variation on how the clot shot affects you. And the early findings are saying this has to do with the proliferation of heart attacks among pilots, which are way above the national norm. I'm sure you're aware of that. So it's not just the railroad system. It's not just the chemical plants and the food processing plants. Every aspect of transportation is under attack right now. I mean, California is banning the sale of cars entirely by 2035. What's happening right here is this is the World Economic Forum. We are the United States of the World Economic Forum policies, and money from various sources like George Soros and China and other nefarious sources are buying off our politicians to do this to the American people.
Yep. We have sent so much money to Ukraine, we probably could have fixed every railroad track in America and put on the new brakes.
Yeah, well, you and I had a discussion late last night about what veterans are telling me, and I'm sure you're going to start hearing this yourself, Doug, because you're too well connected in the military and the government agencies, because you were up there with a lot of experience in DHS and as a military contractor, and I'm sure you're going to hear this. But what I'm beginning to hear is this, is that there's hope for America on one regard. The Joint Chiefs of Staff and this administration are totally treasonous towards America. Milley, with his comment about I would notify my Chinese counterpart before we attack them, the Joint Chiefs are totally bought off, but the underlying people below them are not. And what I'm getting told by private sources, and some of these people I even know personally, that their rank and file of the military and the second level of leadership is actively preparing to repulse a Chinese invasion that they are anticipating, and to also stand up against this government when they bring in the foreign troops. You see, people say, well, Dave, I thought you were going to talk about infrastructure. It's all part of the same variable. The variable is the takedown of the United States on multiple fronts, and this extends into our military as well.
I just hope that if this whole thing does come collapsing down and we do actually end up getting invaded, I sincerely hope that the higher-ranking military officers will not take the commands from this woke, stupid military that we have now, and that they actually fight for the American patriots. Because they're known within their community, they're known within their family. And so, you know, I think the more these people look around, they say, look, my family's in danger because of these people. There's no way I'm siding with them. You know, I at least I hope that's the way that they will view this and monitor this.
But that's true.
You know, I ask myself, like, what will the military-industrial complex do if we get invaded? Because do they want to lose their empire and their way of life and their ability to make money off the, you know, bones of others? And how many of them are still patriotic in whatever sense that they consider to be patriotic?
They're not patriotic at all. They're independent of politics. You know, let me just remind people of the farewell address by Dwight Eisenhower in 1960 when he said, beware of the military-industrial complex. Its presence is unprecedented, meaning we've never had this before, standing army and all the industry connected to it. But he went on to say something even more revealing. He not only said it was unprecedented, he said it was unwarranted. What that means is it's unconstitutional. We have the part of the deep state, a good part of the deep state, is an unconstitutional military dictatorship behind the scenes of this country. And they promote wars. I mean, all we've done now is transfer Afghanistan to Ukraine. And that's so they can keep paying their bills.
Well, and currently, Russia is trying to negotiate with the Taliban to buy U.S. military equipment that's over there. So, you know, whatever is in Ukraine is being sold around the world as well.
Oh, I do know that, yeah. Corruption is at the central part of all of our aid going to Ukraine. You can't talk about any aspect of military or humanitarian aid for Ukraine without looking at the slicing off the money for corruption.
So let me ask you something. With all the poison that's happening around the country right now, being spilt into the air, into our water, on our food, does it sound like depopulation?
Yeah, I don't think this is the big kill shot. I think this is slow kill to just kind of move it in that direction. I think what we're looking at here is more the destruction of nation states to set up big levels of depopulation, in which countries can't rise up in an organized fashion and resist what's happening to them. I mean, there's no question right now that the WEF and the Bank of International Settlements run the EU, and they pretty much run America. And you say, well, the Chinese are buying off, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, you know what I just found out here? BlackRock, BlackRock, ESG ratings, all that stuff, they're funding CCP programs internationally. So when they take over American universities and bribe American politicians, it's BlackRock that's also now involved. So it's BlackRock, you know, right there from Wall Street. It's George Soros. It's the World Economic Forum. It's everything. Every international agency from the World Health Organization on down, they're all conspiring against nation states and the people. I believe what we're going to see is a two-headed monster here. Number one, I think we're going to see a World War III, obviously, in which billions could die. That's the objective. But also, I think many of the survivors will be subjected to some kind of viral pandemic like we've never seen before that's manufactured in a place like Wuhan. I think that's what lies in our future. And that kind of leads us to a premature conclusion. What options do people have? I would say, go get your Bible off the shelf. Start reading and start praying.
Absolutely. Look, I ask questions and I pose hypotheses. I am not ignorant of what is going on. For many people who may think that I may sound ignorant to what's going on, but I have to ask a general question for the average person who is not as well informed or who's just not paying attention to the news. But you cannot look right now at what's going on. And it's only on social media. It's not on mainstream media, okay? But you cannot look at all the different dramatic things that are happening across America right now and say everything is fine, everything is okay. I know personally, if I was within one of these areas where the water table was now contaminated. I have a big Berkey water filter system. So I have to ask myself, you know, if I take the water and I process the water through the big Berkey, for one, how much is going to be processed? And two, did I just ruin my entire big Berkey water filter? You know, this is a very expensive piece of equipment. I have the Queen series, and I think I have like, gosh, what was it? Like 16 filters, like 8 black and 8 white filters. So it's like 16 filters altogether. I mean, it's $80 a filter. Gets really expensive. But, you know, that's hard to replace right now. And what if the availability for it isn't there? Well, if we can't drink the water in the ground, if we can't eat the food that we're growing in the fields, if we can't eat the cows and the pigs and the ducks and the chickens, the fish are dying in the water, well, what can I do with the Ohio River Valley now?
Mississippi River to the Gulf, too.
Yeah, hey, how about this? How about all the families that are there? All the farms? All the people who have made their lives, they're living there. The people who've lived there their whole lives. What are they going to do? If they're forced to move because it should be declared a disaster zone, if they're forced to move, where do they go? Are they going to be, is someone going to buy them a new home for the railroad factories? Or excuse me, for the railroad companies? Or, the Biden administration's FEMA? Are we going to relocate them and compensate them? FEMA denied them. FEMA said, nope, what happened to you guys doesn't even actually credit us coming there with our disaster recovery centers. And now, because of public pressure, because of social media, independent journalism, and alternative news, they pressured the Biden administration to get some FEMA representatives that are just sitting there in Ohio, twiddling their thumbs, to go out there and to give at least an estimate on what's going on.
Yeah, but they still won't test because they're protecting the railroad.
Hey, I want to bring this up too. Prominent figure, some people may know, some people may not, but I'm not going to name the guy. But we happen to know someone who has a testing center where they test, you know, all different types of stuff. And from the intelligence that I got, this person, I don't want to name it because I don't want to get into the business. This person said, I would not even take the water from the dioxin or whatever it is, this chemical, because it is so lethal and so caustic, it's so dangerous. He said, I would not even test that in my lab because apparently you have to burn it to test it. He said, I would not even test that in my lab to see how bad the water is or how bad the food is.
I know who you're talking about.
I mean, that's bad, man. Yeah. You know, I mean, but if we have, you know, these highly advanced technological centers that are out there that refuse to test, well, who is going to do the test? Because I don't trust the government to tell me what's real. The government told everybody, go back home. Go back home, take a bath, drink the water, you'll be fine. Unless you're on a well water, then don't take a bath and don't drink that water. Stay drinking bottled water. And by the way, if you're within
this... You're supposed to bathe in bottled water, too?
Hey, man, I did it in Iraq for a year.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. It's not fun having baby white bass for about 6 or 7 months. And supposedly, they're supposed to be moving out to hotels. Man, if you're like me, you got a spouse and 5 kids, you don't want to live in a hotel room. That you can't do that.
How can you afford it?
Well, and I don't know if the state representatives are going to be pushing forth money for it. They better. They freaking better. You'll spend $1 billion for transgender research. You better spend $2 billion to keep your citizens alive and happy.
That's not the objective.
Oh, I know it.
That's not the objective, Doug. We started off here talking about how this is going on worldwide. You see, this is why you can bring in these international organizations. I had Clay Clark on my TV show. It's running today, I believe it is. And Clay went through all the things that are going on out of the World Economic Forum. and not all of them go directly to what we're talking about, excuse me, but the point that Clay was making was humanity's under attack from a variety of directions. It's not, one guy one time had me over to his house, and I did it as a favor to a friend, and he said, I need you to explain to this financial guru all that's going on. And they listened to me in the very beginning. I was talking about voter fraud and so forth. And then I expanded it to environmental destruction and so forth and so on, and degradation of our military. And he goes, well, what is it? You've mentioned four things now. And I looked at him and I said, I could mention 400 things. I said, I don't think you get it. This is the deliberate and actual takedown of America. I said, the globalists have declared war on your family. And most people aren't even aware they're under attack. Let me give you an example of water in my area. Here's another example. We moved to rural Arizona about 25 miles north of the northwesternly suburb of Surprise, Arizona, about, oh gosh, 2003, I believe it was. So yeah, we're coming up on our 20th anniversary. We sit on the state's largest water aquifer. We've already had to fight legal battles not to be kicked out of our properties because of that. Now, development is starting to come our way. They're still, 10, 12 miles away, but they're tapping into our water, and we're noticing a degradation of service. And we took this issue to the Maricopa County Board of We Steal Election Supervisors, and they didn't want to hear it. The legislature doesn't want to hear it. And here's another example where the water table is under attack. They're not poisoning it. They're just going to use it up to where people don't have water. I mean, you can go at this, Doug, in so many different directions. The entire apparatus of government has been turned on the people. That's, and people go, well, that's radical. Okay, then you explain all these things to me that are easy to prove.
Well, and that's why I say, like, the moment America and our petrol dollar is no longer the number one currency in the world for the IMF. And with the wars that are happening right now, you know, Kamala Harris, let me get to this. Kamala Harris just went to Munich, Germany,
mm-hmm.
and said that we now have proof, or we are now declaring that Russia is committing crimes against humanity. And I guess they're talking about Ukraine. But yet we blew up Nord Stream Pipeline 1 and 2 and caused one of the biggest ecological disasters that ever happened in the ocean, ever, ever. And we don't even say anything about our own nonsense in our own government. So that's why I tend to ponder this. Eventually the world is going to get tired of America bullying everybody around. Eventually the world is going to get tired of America's threats, America's sabotage, America's inability to stay peaceful. We are always at war with somebody. The CIA is always trying to assassinate someone, overthrow someone, start a rebellion or a civil war. We are pushing some of the grossest pornographic stuff into the world. And eventually, people are going to say, you know what? If we just knocked America out, maybe we wouldn't have the problems that we do, and then we can deal with the other problems.
Yeah, I agree. There's going to be support for that notion. But I believe this. I think above that scenario, I think there's a larger macro picture. China's been tabbed to be the world policeman, okay, and it's really clear. And when you got BlackRock funding them, the World Economic Forum funding them, George Soros helping them, they're clearly designed to rule the world on behalf of the globalists. And they chose the most brutal nation to do it for obvious reasons. But here's where I really find this interesting. You have two other superpowers in the world, the U.S. and Russia. How do you solidify the position of number one, have two and three go to war, and knock each other down to where one can overcome both of them at a later time? That's what I think the major objective of going after Russia is right now. And they're using Ukraine as the excuse. We forced Vladimir Putin to attack Ukraine. When you put the S-400 missiles on the border and point them at Moscow and they're 400 miles away, that's an act of war. When you talk about bringing Ukraine in after that fact to NATO, that's an act of war given what you're doing. And so we forced the hand. And Putin warned and warned and warned, and he spent 8 years. The Ukraine war actually started in 2014. And Putin warned America and warned America and they and warned NATO, and they took over Crimea as a matter of warning, say, hey, look, at the, we're not going to sit down and let you do all this to us and minimize us. And this is all about Russia and the U.S. going to war, destroying each other, and China rises to number one.
Yep, exactly. While we both economically drain one another, you have the WEF right now, which is their cyber panel, said that the world's leading cyber online business owners are saying the next 2 years is the most highest probable ever for a enormous worldwide cyber warfare attack. I think going about everything that's happening is that if we lose our currency, we get devalued. All right, we're no longer number one. China feels like they can attack us now. We're already losing much of what we need to repel a enemy coming into America, and we have troops stranded all across the country, or all across the world, excuse me, in different countries. If America was forced to be isolated, this is what I'm getting to. If America was forced to be isolated, how much industry do we have? You cannot overnight turn on the American industry machine and start producing things because we've outsourced so much of it. Or the damn factories have blown up mysteriously. You know, I mean, we would be our own biggest problem. You have a corrupt, inept government. Biden is literally the perfect guy for this plan. He's been the perfect guy for this plan the entire time. He's a goof. He's a lunatic. He's senile. And so he doesn't even address the overall concerns of keeping America alive. Instead, he goes about, you know, whatever makes people feel happy. That's not a leader. That's a loser, and that's how your country gets destroyed, which is what's happening to America. And you and I live in it, so we kind of care about that. We are being effectively muted. We're being castrated amongst all the nations. And I've said this before, we were once the hammer of all nations on Earth. It was us. Nobody messed with America. Not from our science and technology, our industrialism, the military-industrial complex. Nobody could touch us. And now because we've outsourced all that, and we have insourced so many different ideas, not the people, the ideas that have effectively eroded what made America strong, we're now reaping that harvest, and there's not much fruit there to reap. And if we got taken out on the bigger scale of wars, man, civil war will probably happen within just a matter of months. Within a matter of months after we lose World War III, if it doesn't happen simultaneously.
Yeah, if we follow the Russian model of World War I, and I think this is a real possibility. Russia quit World War I, and they betrayed their alliances to France and to Britain, and they decided to focus on domestic issues. And this is where the Bolshevik Revolution had its roots. And you could say that Russia went through a civil war at that time, much like what we're having. It's not so much a bloody revolution, but it's more of a Maoist cultural revolution. And I believe that what could happen here is that the U.S., because of civil war, could be forced to withdraw from Ukraine, maybe other than sending goods and supplies. But I think Russia will consume NATO. I think they'll beat NATO in Europe. And the U.S. will sit it out, similar to what Russia did in World War I. That's a scenario I've been floating out there. I don't say this is the number one thing that's going to happen, but I think it's a consideration we should continue to consider. Doug, the bottom line is we are headed for civil war. 75% of the country is not on board with the BS that's going on right now, from teaching first graders about oral sex to drag queens in your kids' classrooms, to the degradation of the money, to the violation of our rights, the attack on Christianity. I could go on and on. America's going to reach a point where we're going to say enough is enough is enough. And I think the Civil War for us may preclude World War involvement initially.
I agree with you. And I also think what's going on in Ohio is highly scripted.
No question.
There was a Netflix movie or TV series.
White Noise. White Noise.
Yep, that involved some sort of a big disaster. I haven't seen it. But it happened in East Palestine, Ohio.
Yeah, and they used the locals as extras in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, get out of here. You know, the effects from the acid rain alone from this cloud is traumatic upon our farmers and ranchers. I can't get over this because, you know, being someone who's in the poultry business, air quality means a lot to these little birds. And if you like eating chickens and eggs and geese and quail and turkey and duck and all that other, you know, fantastic stuff, that's what we got here. I need the air quality to be good, you know, and also I need what's falling from the air into the ponds and into the streams that all my birds are drinking out of. I need that to be good too. That's if it poisons from Ohio to Texas, I mean, you will starve within the next couple of years, people. Do you understand that? We can't just, you know, go to the grocery store and say, hey, I want more chicken, and they come out with, you know, oh, here's this random package of meat. That meat will be fake. That meat will be made from bugs and whatever goop they made in some freaking lab. You know, your ability to eat real protein, which your body needs to consume, and your body needs to take all that and produce it in nutrients for your body to be healthy. You're not going to get that from all this artificial goop. You're not going to get that from eating bugs. I don't care how much Robert Downey Jr. says that he loves to eat mealworms now. You know, this is insanity, man. And yet, you know, where's the Department of the Interior talking about it? Where's the Department of Homeland Security talking about it? What about the FDA? You know, they would love to put a stranglehold on every type of vitamin that's out there. But yet, what about our food right now? You know, when there's food riots, Dave, I still have food ration cards from World War II. Food rationing cards from World War II and from the Dust Bowl era, the Great Depression that my grandparents had. And you don't really think about that until you look at these little, you know, these little old documents, like, oh my God, people used to actually have to have a chit. That's what we called it in the military, a chit, to be able to say, hey, here's my rations for the day. You know, here's my piece of paper. But what does it really come down to? You know, eventually stuff like this is what leads to, and I know I just took a giant step forward, but stuff like this leads to the eventuality of you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade unless you have a mark. Because there won't be farms out there that the government doesn't control. There won't be a grocery store the government doesn't control. And you won't go to the farm. You won't go to the grocery store. You won't go to the vitamin shop lest you have a mark to get in because, hey, now you're approved on our social credit score and banking system so you can use your online dollars to purchase stuff at these locations. Because we can now control everything because we had to consolidate everything, which, once again, continuity of operations for the government. When we lose control of our infrastructure, we're going to have to consolidate everything. It's going to be in food centers.
Yeah, don't forget about the collapse centers. Of the dollar. The collapse of the dollar will underpin everything that you're talking about. When the dollar collapses and it's well on its way, and they bring in the digital, then they control everything. That's when they force you to eat bugs. No, you cannot buy meat. You must buy bugs. They can control every single purchase. And this is what people don't realize. Clay Clark and I did a very good TV interview last month on CBDCs, and it is the total enslavement of a population. But you see, what did they do with Jewish workers in the Nazi war plants? They had them work, and they systematically, over time, starved them to death. The potential to do that here is real if digital comes in. And there's another aspect we need to mention, too. If the U.S. rises up, and by the way, Jade Helm 16 and Operation Robin Sage in North Carolina last year have both dealt with this possibility. Will parts of the American military, as we indicated early in the show, rise up to defend Americans against the tyranny? I think they will, but they've rehearsed it. They've rehearsed it. And what people don't realize, and I have written so extensively on this, when before Obama left office in the last month he was in office in December of 2016, he entered into illegally a treaty without the approval of the Senate, a two-thirds required treaty. He and John Kerry signed us into something called the Kigali Principles, based on Kigali, Rwanda, and the remembrance how the UN didn't do their job. And the UN said, never again. We'll bring in the force of militaries that are part of our group to quell any disturbance or help with any health emergency. So there's 28 nations. I believe we became the 28th nation to join. So they could bring in 27 other nations, including China. And they would use that to fight against the American military and try to subjugate the United States militarily.
Hey, let me ask you something. Instead of using nukes and the threat of an invasion to subdue America, because obviously everything that we're talking about right now, Dave, is subduing America. Mm-hmm. What about HAARP?
Well, HAARP can. Let me tell you, if I were the evil guys, and if you can put your mind in that place, what I would do right now is you've got the destruction of a lot of your food supply underway. The food processing plants that we've talked about, the unknown damage going to be caused by this train derailment around the country and its damage to the food and water supply. But you have another element at your disposal, and you're exactly right, HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. And folks, this isn't science fiction. Nick Begich wrote a book 26 years ago called Angels Don't Play This HAARP, and he listed every patent and purpose for this project. It started in Gakona, Alaska, but it's all over the nation. In fact, actually, it's all over the world. And a lot of people don't realize this. There are weather modification war treaties between nations. So what they can do is simply move the jet stream, and they can induce famines by limiting rainfall. And I believe this is what we're seeing in the West. We're having unnatural, atypical patterns that are causing droughts in the reservoirs like Lake Mead, the Colorado River. And I believe this is artificially being done by the Biden administration using HAARP. So I think that's the answer to your question.
Let me read something from an article. And this is coming from Dr. Michio Kaku. Dr. Michio Kaku admitted, and this is AMG-News, so it's American Media Group. Mm-hmm. The title is Playing God, HAARP, Chemtrails, Atmospheric Warming, Weapons Used to Produce Earthquakes, Tsunamis, Volcano Eruption, Global Warming, Lightning, Cyclones, Tornado, Floods, Drought, Megastorms. Big, big title. All right, so Dr. Michio Kaku admitted that HAARP, the electromagnetic waves, can be used to stimulate geophysical events, such as they can modify the weather, produce earthquakes,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Climate change, real climate change, mm-hmm. Volcanic eruptions, hurricanes, and the like. Dr. Kaku admitted that the man-made, quote, man-made hurricanes have been, not will be, have been the result of a government weather modification program in which the skies were sprayed with nanoparticles and the storms were activated through the use of lasers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The idea behind the weather control is simple when you think about it. If you don't need a nuke to destroy a country, if you can have a class 5 hurricane hit over and over and over again and strategically make tectonic movements along fault lines and damaging economies, blacking out countries. Could you imagine, many years ago, Russia said that they would hit the Yellowstone supervolcano with a nuke to destroy the North American continent. And honestly, I remember when I read that, I was like, I've never heard of a more vicious way to neutralize an enemy. Like that's a lot of thinking. Now, who knows if it would work or not, or if they would actually do it. But you could produce an earthquake and target it I don't understand the science behind this, but you could produce an earthquake and target an earthquake, which is what people believe happened in Turkey. And then you even have a Romanian senator who comes out talking about this stuff.
Yeah, you're talking about Air Force owning the weather 2025. And I know a former signatory of that document. And what that was, it was an extension of Nick Begich's work that I just mentioned about the use of earthquake weapons and the use of weather modification to use weather as a weapon against people. I got a copy of this before it was uncovered by other people. I published it. Boy, I took a lot of crap for it. But one of the people involved in the center of it supplied me with the information. It's still, if you go to the website, thecommonsenseshow.com, and put in Air Force Owning the Weather 2025, you'll find out how extensive this is. Doug's exactly right. And I do believe that Turkey was the victim of this weapon system, because Turkey was starting to be too cozy with Russia. And so I think, well, we're going to teach them a lesson, because we need to destroy Russia. One of the things, too, let me save that. I want to skip over that. But, Doug, the bottom line is, with all this show that we've done today only explores the surface of what's going on to take down America. We couldn't, in a 55-minute show, do justice to everything that's happening. I mean, this is the complete obliteration of America. And I'm going to recommend a TV show, and I think it's still available. I don't know if it's Amazon or Netflix. And it was a USA original series called The Americans. And it was the story about two Soviets that were trained to become totally American, come here, have kids that would be Americans, fit in with a spy network to undermine the American administration in the 1980s. That show gives you kind of the mindset of what the Chinese have done here. The Chinese control every powerful institution on the face of the earth, including the Joint Chiefs. I mean, Milley admitted that with his own words. Every university, the filtering down of immoral curriculum in our schools, the Chinese are behind that. They're behind everything. And basically, China controls everything. They control our medicine. They control our key politicians. They're in league with the defense contractors. This is absolutely insanity what we've happened. I'm just telling you, watch The Americans, and you see in that show the plans that the Russians had to win the war from within without fighting a war. And it was based on Soviet defectors saying what we were going to do to America. But I would say substitute Chinese for Americans. Doug, you've got some really good work going on out there and here, and I think we kind of have to leave this topic where it's at right now. But before we close, I want you to tell people how they can find your work.
So I am the co-host of the American Vindictus Show. We have a website, www.AmericanVindictusShow.com. The show is also on GSRadio.net. That's the mother station for the podcast. Also on YouTube and on Rumble. And if you go to the website, you'll see all the other podcast platforms that I'm on. But we also have the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we're trying to come out more and more with the Intel Report and give you more understanding of the news and what's actually going on in the world. So please help support the Doug and Dave Intel Report so we can continue to broadcast you what really matters. And Dave, that's all I got, man.
Well, I think that's pretty good. Yeah, the Doug and Dave Intel Report is becoming very prominent. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying that the attention that we're getting has led Doug and I to the realization that we need to step up what we're doing. We used to do a bi-weekly show, then it was a weekly show, and now we do it whenever we feel the need. We might do three shows in a row in our podcast format. We're also on gsradio.net through the Common Sense Show. And so we tag team on a lot, and we also have a TV service, thecommonsenseshow.tv, and we bring that service to America for pennies on the dollar. I mean, literally, pennies on the dollar. We ask for help with the bandwidth. We're not trying to make a lot of money here. It's commercial-free, censorship-free. And what we're doing is telling you, with our panel of experts, of which Doug is one, and we've got several others, many of them ex-Alphabet Soup, like Doug from FEMA. And we have people come on and say, this is what we're facing. These are the dangers we're up against. Here's how we think you should navigate this. Some of the people that come on the show have actually done regime change in foreign countries, and so they recognize the patterns. So when I come on here and I say, this is what lies next, let me just give you a quick example before we close. The Obama administration, part three. But the Biden administration has now enacted, if you're a straight white male, you're the enemy of every other group. And this is a federal policy that's going in for protected classes in 29 days in every single federal agency. And I did a YouTube where I said, I no longer feel safe in America. This is what they did to the Jews. And this is the kind of warnings we give on the CommonSenseShow.tv. This is what they did to the Jews. They identified them, they vilified them, and then they went after them. And I'm saying, we're in the strata right now where we're on the verge of white males that are straight being targeted for removal from society. Anyway, Doug, we're flat out of time. Interesting show. Thanks for your input on this. And this is Dave Hodges on behalf of my co-host, Doug Thornton, on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we will see you back here again next time.